was permanent secretary at both Ministry of Trade and Industry and the Ministry of Manpower, where I was working on growing the economy and creating good jobs. I also served in various other capacities in education, transport, and supporting small and medium enterprises. And from 2017 to 2021, I was the principal private secretary to then Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, which included the COVID years. Working in the public service holds special meaning for me. I did not come from a well-off family. My parents, like many in their generation, did not have much formal education. My father worked in his coffee shop all his life. My mother was a part-time bank teller and subsequently full-time housewife. But they strove to give me a good start in life. What they did not give me in terms of material things, they gave me in terms of values. To always do things in service of others, and to always do the right thing, and to do things right. Public service gave me a chance to transcend circumstances. Without a government scholarship, going to university would have been difficult, and certainly going overseas to study would have been impossible. So working in the public service was my way of giving back. I'm not sharing my life story to ask for sympathy. I'm doing so because this is my story. It is truly who I am, and it explains why I spent my career in the public service and why I'm now joining politics.
From a young age, I have found meaning in helping people, especially people who cannot help themselves. I have seen people with brain injuries lying motionless. I have seen elderly struggling to get around. I have seen people losing their loved ones very slowly to dementia. All these experiences moved me deeply. As a result, I trained as a neurophysiotherapist, wanting to help people regain their movement, their independence, and their quality of life. And to multiply their impact, I decided to become an educator so that I can train the next generation of healthcare professionals. Throughout my years of community service, I have found that quality of life is not just about good healthcare. It is also very much about building unity in a community. In Choa Chu Kang, we have a very unique mix of established estates and young families. And together, there is so much potential that we can create meaningful projects together.
We have worked together, we have achieved so much together through the feedback and inputs, suggestions, proposals, ideas put together by our Choa Chu Kang residents for the betterment of our town. Now, over 4,000 homes in Keat Hong especially have benefited from our neighbourhood renewal program. And we have this includes new sports facilities like the mega playground arena at Keat Hong, which has benefited many families. We have upcoming neighbourhood renewal programs as well. And home improvement program have been commenced in a large scale in Choa Chu Kang. Just in Keat Hong alone, almost 2 in 3 houses have undergone home improvement program upgrading or will be undergoing home improvement program. But beyond all these infrastructure facilities, we're also enhancing connectivity. There are going to be a new Jurong Region Line station in Choa Chu Kang and a new hawker centre. So we are enhancing the connectivity between people to places, but also deepening engagements between people to people as well.
I've been serving in Choa Chu Kang for almost 20 years now, first as Choa Chu Kang SMC, then as part of the GRC, and I want to take this opportunity to thank all the voters and residents in Choa Chu Kang for giving me that support and partnership that has allowed my team and I to serve them over the years, particularly over the last 5 years, where we came together to make a Choa Chu Kang a better home. And we have just rolled out our plan for the next 5 years, and these are very exciting plans, including hardware upgrading, refreshing of some of the facilities. But more importantly, over the next 5 years, we also hope to be able to roll out programs that will bring people together to strengthen social integration, to also strengthen the family bonds among Choa Chu Kang residents. So it's not just about the hardware, but also about the hardware as well as the software.